didn't get what we deserved on the day. The performance was pretty decent. Paul Hinge for me on one decision, that was the penalty decision. But if it's not a penalty decision or a decision that's going against us at the minute, an offside goal or a critical error by one player, you know, and that's been spread out amongst them all, to be fair. Someone's been beat from a set play, you know, Baz at Bristol Rovers with regards to his handling. It just seems to be one thing after another. But that can happen in football. We're in a tough spell. If we're getting steamrolled 3-4-0 and we're not creating chances and the lads look totally shot of confidence, you know, then you've got to start thinking, well, something's not right. The only thing at the minute that's not right is that we're not getting the results, and the performances, you know, are good. We didn't deserve to lose on Saturday, in my opinion. But when you're down there and you're struggling for a bit of form, you can get a couple of kicks in the stomach, and that's what we've got at the minute. So it's about staying calm, sticking together, continuing to work hard, remain positive, and come out fighting. And that's certainly what we'll do on Tuesday in another tough game against one of the top sides in Luton.
Well, earlier in the season, Luton came to the Globe, and I thought they were excellent.
They were excellent. Yeah, very surprised they haven't kicked on, because they're a big club at this level. They've gone forward this season with regards to the recruitment. The likes of Mikael Smith, people like that, have been, you know, very, very good players in there. But for one reason or another, they haven't really done what they probably expected. But they are one of the big clubs at the level. I mean, it'll be a tough game down there. It's very hostile. You've got good supporters, you get behind them. But, you know, it's about us. We've got to go down there. And as I say, if they show the same commitments and desire they did on Saturday, we'll give them a good game. And we just need a little bit of luck, which people tell me it evens itself out over the year. But we're due an unbelievable amount, because we've not had it recently.
Let's hope we get it. You got it there last year with Kevin Ellison's late winning, didn't you?
Yeah, a little long goal, which was great. It was a fantastic game. And, you know, they come back. I think we were 2-0 up, weren't we? They come back to 2-2, and we had Ryan Edwards sent off. And next thing you're thinking, oh, God. And then we sneaked it there. A late on winning goal through an own goal, I think it was. So, no, it was great. But, yeah, we know it'll be a tough game, but we're looking forward to it. And as I say, if you have a go again like they did on Saturday, there'll be, you know, we can, that's what I say to him. If you can come off and say you've got no regrets and you've given it your all and you've been beaten, if you do get beat by the better side, sometimes you're going to hold your hands up. But if you can come off and have no regrets and it's something else that's cost you, which I think it did on Saturday with regards to the penalty decision, it's a little bit different. My only criticism of that second half on Saturday was we had a little bit of a wobble. You know, we've got a couple of young lads in that back line and experience. We just seemed to be at sixes and sevens, all hands to the pump. They crowded up, and we just had a little wobble for a 5-minute spell just after the penalty, which can happen. But apart from that, I thought we were brilliant. First half was one of the best we've ever been. Commitment wise, football wise, created good chances at the bar, at the post, scored a good goal. And as I say, if we play like we did there in that first half, certainly we'll give Luton a very tough game.